Shalom, Mishpacha, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my effervescent wife and teacher of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, honey. An important Israeli memorial date is this Saturday, and so we're going to talk about that tonight. But first, let's ask for God's blessing.
Abba, Father, Holy God of Israel, thank you for your Son, our Savior. We exalt and use the power of his name over all evil. May the light of your word be a forever path unto our feet. Use the power of his name over all evil. May the light of your word be a forever path unto our feet. Watch over our children as they will soon return to school. Protect them from secular brainwashing and any lurking predators, as we continually pray for all our unsaved loved ones, that they may know you personally and passionately in these last days. And for those listening tonight, we lift up to your throne any health issues, and also for our recent prayer request. We pray for the flood victims in Kentucky. May they find comfort in knowing you. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen and shalom.
Well, looks like Speaker Pelosi landed in Taiwan today.
She did, and plans to spend the night, even though China warned her not to go or there would be serious consequences. And sure enough, China has now stopped about 100 exports from Taiwan to the mainland. And there are many other things China, in response, can do. But certainly, Taiwan will be squeezed for a while. Especially as everyone knows, they want to take over Taiwan. But in spite of China's military threats, Nancy went there, since she's already in the area, you know, to pay a nice visit. But more likely to negotiate a good deal on purchasing their semiconductor chips they almost exclusively manufacture and that we need desperately.
And they can't send Biden.
Mm-hmm. And some speculate about maybe some secret deals could also be made to help her personally, like in her retirement. That could happen after the midterms.
Well, she had to stop in Taiwan, or it would look like we bowed down to China.
For sure.
China also wants to control the Panama Canal.
Yeah, where about 66% of our cargo traffic passes through.
So they are on the move.
Right. Because why not? Biden is compromised. So President Xi is emboldened. And we know by Hunter's laptop that Papa Joe is under China's thumb. For we now know the Biden family received at least $30 million from certain deals.
And Biden never pushed for a deep dive into the COVID origins.
In fact, he canceled the China initiative to investigate it. He refuses to confront Xi on the fentanyl trafficking crisis. And he's about to lift China's tariffs on their imports that Trump placed on them. Biden even sends China our oil from our own reserves, which to me is impeachable.
And of course he's pushing electric vehicles.
And those very expensive batteries, they're made in China.
Well, the solar panels too.
Yep. China's influence is everywhere. Our farmland, our universities, sports, Hollywood, our banking system, our social media, especially TikTok. And they have spies who infiltrate our government. And one was recently caught in our FBI.
And now China is moving into Syria.
Yes, to help Iran rebuild the destruction from Israel's missile attacks by using their soldiers and their slave labor of the Uyghurs. And Israel's latest strike, you know, that was last Thursday in the southern suburb of Damascus. It actually was named the Iranian Park. and was one of the widest ranging and strategically important operation ever attributed to Israel in Syria, which hosted the General Command Center with many of Iran's security personnel and included ammunition stores and stockpiles of rockets.
And dozens were killed.
Yes. And over here, masks are slowly becoming mandatory again, and not just in healthcare facilities, who actually never stopped, but now in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, for all government facilities as COVID numbers are rising.
But not hospitalizations.
Right, and isn't that the important thing? So are they going to start tracking when you get a cold or the flu? Besides, the numbers are rising because the vaccinated are the ones getting COVID.
And that is a fact.
So, they are saying that the new strain of BA5, well, it needs a new vaccine, which they are about to reveal. You know, Biden has already bought millions of new monkeypox vaccine. He said a few weeks ago that, well, we must be prepared for the next pandemic because there will be one.
Right. He knows all about that.
And the WHO director, Dr. Tedros, who is not a medical doctor, rather a Marxist from Ethiopia, and totally supported by China, not only lied about COVID-19 from the beginning to cover for China, is now saying that monkeypox is becoming more contagious than we first thought. How convenient, as we are approaching the midterms, as we have been saying for over a year, would happen. How stupid do they think we are?
Well, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yes. By the way, the monkeypox vaccine is called Jynos, and its maker, Bavarian Nordic, is owned by the pro-depopulation World Economic Forum, founded by the evil Klaus Schwab,
who authored the book called The Great Reset.
Oh, that he did, and it's very interesting to read.
Mm-hmm.
The globalists would like to lower the population to 500 million, as was engraved on the now-destroyed Georgia Guidestones. In fact, we have a quote here from Jane Goodall, a primatologist and an agenda contributor to the WEF, who said this.
We cannot hide away from human population. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if it was the size of the population 500 years ago.
Uh-huh. So the world population in 1500, 461 million. But that's what they want, and it does fit into Bible prophecy, which says right away in the fourth seal that a quarter of the earth will be killed by the sword, meaning violence of any kind and hunger.
And we are already seeing food shortages.
And also the beasts of the earth, which is the Greek word therion, meaning anything deadly, to include microscopic critters, especially the man-made ones, which, by the way, is still being done through gain-of-function manipulation. We now know, without a doubt, that this is all done on purpose to lower the population.
Remember who we are fighting, as detailed in Ephesians 6.
That's right. But here's some more evidence. Jynos monkeypox vaccine manufacturer Bavarian Nordic is also owned by the Vanguard Group and BlackRock,
which you wrote about in many newsletters.
Yeah. They are the world's two largest financial asset managers, and BlackRock is the official WEF partner that also owns COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers, listen to this, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and Novavax.
How convenient is that?
Uh-huh. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is also officially partnered with the WEF. And Bill said 12 years ago on TED Talk that vaccines can be used to lower the world population by 10 or 15%. He really mentioned that. And in fact, you can still find it on YouTube.
And we see that the population growth chart has flatlined.
Well, the illegal immigrants will take care of that. But, of course, they're okay because they're going to be voting Democrat. But we also know that the COVID shots do cause infertility. So many young adults will not be having children. Anyhow, they will start inflating the monkeypox numbers real soon. Watch for it. For why else would the Mayo Clinic expect to perform 10,000 monkeypox tests per week when the United States has only approximately 900 cases nationwide?
Because it's a plandemic.
And Quest Diagnostics, too. They're preparing for 30,000 monkeypox tests per week. And yes, I have more info. It's looking more and more like monkeypox is also a cover story for COVID vaccine-induced shingles, autoimmune blisters, and herpes, all of which have increased.
And to end this news section, yes, we are in a recession.
Even though the Biden administration is calling it, oh, just a transition to better days.
All right, then. You can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at showfarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. Your love offerings are appreciated and will automatically add you to our mailing list for newsletters and biblical teachings. You can also donate or sign up for our email newsletters on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and newsletters are archived.
All right, so a memorial date on the Jewish calendar is Saturday, beginning at sundown on Friday. And in Hebrew, it's called Tish B'Av.
Or the ninth day of the month of Av.
Yes, where they fast during the day in deep mourning over some extremely important and tragic historical events. And the Jewish people will admit that the ninth of Av represents deserved judgment and punishment from God for their many acts of rebellion throughout the history, as Moses wrote down and warned them about before he died.
And laid it out in detail in Deuteronomy.
Yeah, from chapter 28 to the end. So how else except judgment could one explain these horrific events all occurring on the ninth of Av throughout many years, which is why they fast and pray and practically hold their breath till sundown in hopes that nothing of significance will occur.
And we'll talk about it next week if it happens again.
For sure. So we'll look at them tonight because it truly does give one a deeper perspective about our God and how specific dates are important to him. We need to understand that.
God is a date setter.
Oh, I totally agree.
Okay, number one.
So way back in the Old Testament, as recorded in Numbers 13, we read that on the ninth of Av, when the 10 out of 12 spies returned with a negative report of there being giants in the land, which, by the way, tells us that once again there existed some bad seeds after the flood. And there are differing reasons as to why, but that's for another night.
Anyhow, the people were scared.
Oh, very. So refused to go into Canaan, even though God told them to and that he would be their ultimate conqueror.
But they would not trust God.
So God made the decree. They, therefore, would never enter the promised land.
Except Joshua and Caleb.
Right, eventually. Because they wanted to obey and go in. But for now, they all remained in the wilderness for 40 years until that unbelieving generation died off.
All that consequence for rebelling against their God.
Who, by the way, more than proved to them just prior that he was the God above all gods when he took them out of Egypt.
And they saw him part the Red Sea.
Sure did. A lesson, by the way, that still applies today to his righteous who must also have a trusting belief in God, especially during times of trials and our testings. Honey, please read Hebrews 11, verse 6.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Did you get that, saints? He rewards those who seek him with diligence, because faith only comes through his word. And we at Shofar Ministries try to stir you up to know him more by digging deeper with diligence of his word.
Don't just read it and then move on.
Oh, right. Study to show thyself approved.
Number two.
Okay, then many centuries later, after Solomon built God's magnificent temple, there came Nebuchadnezzar,
king of Babylon,
who also, on the ninth of Av, began burning their temple, and it was gone by the next day.
Jeremiah 52:2.
52:12.
And number three.
So, and again, this cannot be just a coincidence. So not only had the first temple been destroyed on the ninth of Av, now, centuries later, was the second temple destroyed.
This time burned by the Romans.
Also called Herod's Temple, because he, a descendant from Esau, an Edomite, but now a proselyte Jew, needed to make nice with the Jewish people. So he remodeled it and made it much more luxurious than did Ezra's voice. But in 70 AD, not even a stone was left upon another. Especially after the Romans scraped all the melted gold off every stone.
But there's still more. Number four.
Yes. The region in Israel called Betar was the last fortress to hold out against the Romans during the Bar Kokhba revolt.
He was the hailed military leader at that time for the Jews.
Yes, and they really tried to stand up to the Romans. But on the ninth of Av in AD 135, they fell hard, which pretty much sealed the fate of the Jewish people.
And then number five.
1 year after the fall of Betar.
Again on the ninth of Av.
Yep. The whole Temple Mount area was plowed under, leaving only the western wall that we see still today.
But obviously later was resurfaced.
Yes, and the Muslims' Dome of the Rock was built upon it. Oh, that was around 690 AD. So, on the same site as once stood both Hebrew temples.
Okay then, jumping ahead to the time of the diaspora, number six.
In 1290, King Edward I expelled all the Jews out of England, told them they all had to leave by the ninth of Av. And isn't it interesting to note that England's prosperity drastically fell after he did that?
And then Spain did it as well, 200 years later.
Right. In 1492, King Ferdinand of Spain also issued an expulsion decree, setting the ninth of Av as the final date by which not a single Jew would be allowed to walk on Spanish soil. I don't think any human person would even bother to try to precisely arrange all this.
That is pretty wild, you know?
Yeah. It sure says a lot. Very obvious that dates are significantly important to God.
Amen.
And we're not done yet. There's still more.
Number eight, World War I, 1914.
Which started the downward slide to the Holocaust and began on the 9th of Av.
Wow. And number nine?
In 1942, the mass deportation of Jews from Warsaw to Treblinka was, yep, on the 9th of Av.
Now tell me God isn't a date setter.
I know, right? So you can see why devout Jews around the world seriously mourn, fast, and pray on Tish B'Av. It is important to understand that out of all these occurrences, the Jews are most profoundly sorrowful over the loss of the manifest presence of God that dwelt in the temples emanating from the Holy of Holies to all of Israel.
Of course, as Christians, we are now the temple of God and Jesus.
Yes, we are.
And
we are, but in spite of all their faults, God's face is still turned towards his land and his people.
And one day, we'll all find true salvation.
Praise the Lord. So, to the Jewish people today, especially the Orthodox, there is a dimension of his presence that is missing since the temples were destroyed.
So, why they want it restored?
Well, of course. Too bad they don't understand yet that Satan wants that temple, too, for his adoration and worship as God, the man of perdition, the Antichrist. It is important for the body of Christ to pay attention to really see how God does arrange events to occur on anniversary dates, as we often do shed light on for you all. And just one of the reasons we believe he will come back for his bride, most definitely on an anniversary date as well.
For sure.
And of course, we're going to do more on all that coming pretty soon here. And later this month begins Teshuvah, or Teshuvah, depending on how you want to say it. And then, of course, we have the Feast of Trumpets coming in September. So, and this is very important, if you ever wonder whether you are an in-name-only Christian, you know, of Matthew 7, 21, and 23, talks about that, the people that only have a head knowledge of him and not a true heart conviction, you know, no desire to be in his word. Gosh, if you're one of those people, don't try to guess. Just get on your knees right now. Don't wait another moment. Because if you hesitate, the enemy might steal that seed away that's been planted in your heart. Just repent of your individual sins that have a stronghold over you. It's a kind of a deliverance from the evil one. Just repent. Then commit or recommit your life to Yeshua, to Jesus, your Savior. He is the Messiah to absolutely anyone who wants him. He died for the whole world and not for just anybody, everybody. Remember, God sends no one to hell. You decide yourself where your soul, that by the way never dies, will spend eternity. It really is your call. Don't be a fool. Time is running out. Very soon that trumpet will sound, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who are alive will join them and meet the Lord in the clouds and forever to be with him. So I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 6, and that's 22 through 27. I recommend everyone memorize this. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that perfect shalom that everybody needs and everybody wants, because with that perfect shalom, we can get through anything. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, those who love her, because that's going to be our home, Jerusalem. We're going to prosper in every way possible. Blessings galore. And of course, you can memorize that too in Psalms 122, verse 6. So, keep talking about Jesus. Tell everybody you know he's coming soon.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.